right. The 145th Psalm, just the first two verses. David says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Simple title for the message tonight. We get to praise the Lord today. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, and it's possible that maybe I would have lost the attention of some people in other circles, and not here, I don't think at all, because it seems like, you know, many people that maybe profess Christ are scared to worship the Lord, or they get a little nervous about the idea of praising the Lord. It seems like some might be scared of emotion in worship. You know, I've never been for doing away with something just because someone else might abuse it or take something the wrong way. You know, like for instance, there's a religious group I know of, and to hear them give the plan of salvation would sound like they're right on with that, but they do not baptize who they say is professing believers. They don't have a baptistry. And I don't mess with stuff like that anymore. I wouldn't even probably ask somebody why anymore, but there was a time I was so inquisitive and ready to talk to somebody about every single thing that I said, why do you not do that? And the answer, summing up an answer someone gave, they started talking about everyone who believes something that's unscriptural about baptism, as if to say, well, we're going to show them you don't need to be baptized to save. We just won't baptize at all. And I think that's kind of silly. And you do, and I know you do too. But people tend to do the same thing along the same concept, along the same lines when it comes to expressing praise. Because there are some people who have false praise. It just comes out of the tongue. It just comes out in some motions of some sort, and it's not true praise to God. There must be an understanding between emotion and emotionalism. You know, when it's the bottom of the ninth inning and the game is tied and someone hits a home run, that creates some shouting and some joy over something that happened. And that's emotion that goes along with it. Now, if someone is jumping up and shouting and just having a grand old time and nobody's even on the field, that's emotionalism. Today, we need real emotion for God, which is part of what praise is. When we praise God, it's going to have that response. And there is plenty of reason to get very excited about God. We get to praise the Lord today. Praising the Lord is personal. David says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. This is David alone going before his God in a resolve to praise his God forever. Praise is personal, and it's to our King. David says, I will extol thee, and one thing he says here is, O King. To praise God is to see Him seated on His throne of authority and in a divine, unwavering strength. We can't praise God in disobedience, but we can praise God when we are in the yoke with Jesus. When we get in the yoke with Him, it is easy to praise God. God is reigning over David, and David is able to praise his Lord as king. He says, I will extol thee, and he calls him king. But he not only calls him king, David says, I'm going to extol thee, my God. How sweet that phrase is for the saints to hear. How sweet that phrase is for the saints to be able to use. That the God of the universe, we can all say, is my God. We can call on the God of the universe in a personal way as our own God. When God is my God and He's your God, we don't have a doubt, we don't have a thought, we don't have a hesitation on what people call their other gods out there. We don't get uncertain about the true and living God of the universe when we can say that He is my God. Whenever Thomas put his finger in the side of Jesus, he said, my Lord and my God. The true and living God, He is a personal God. And it's all of our hope that everyone here can say that God is my God tonight. If so, you possess Him. You possess personally this true and living God, and you are able to exalt Him. You are able to praise Him. That line from the song, the haven of rest, it gets me every time. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. I tell you what, if that doesn't get us excited when we sing that song and appropriate that personal scriptural truth of our God and that He is my God and your God, I don't know what else would get us excited. That is praise to God. And you know, praise to God is to be an absolutely decided thing for our lives. We get to praise the Lord today is the idea that we're talking about here tonight. And so it's absolutely decided here. And we see, what? Do we see four I wills here? I will extol thee. I will bless thy name. Every day will I bless thee. And I will praise thy name forever. Four I wills here. We must be careful with the I wills, because sometimes we won't. Or to say I will to something, you know, maybe for some things we can't. We can't make that an absolute decided decision that something is going to be able to keep going on and on. But when it comes to praise to God, let us often say I will. Let us make this absolute decision in our lives that I will praise the Lord. Because that is something that we can all do. We are a weak people. And we face a lot of roadblocks in life. And we deal with the temptation of depression. And we're always facing the possibility of poverty or illness in our lives. If we've absolutely decided on praising the Lord, though, we will be able to accomplish that in all things, no matter what life brings our way. We can always praise God. Every Christian should be able to and want to and should say and must say, I will praise the Lord, because that's what we're to do. It's something to be absolutely decided. How about David deciding this alone with his God? He says, I will extol thee, my God. I will. Maybe you might think about that as in David saying, I don't know what others are going to do. I don't know what others are going to worship or who others are going to worship, but I will extol thee, my God. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to praise the Lord. Not that we're not concerned for others. We love others, and we love to gather together and praise the Lord. It's good when we're all united praising God. But there is nothing wrong with an individual self-sensitive focus that we must have on our decision to praise God. We must look like David did at his own personal state and his own personal condition before the Lord. And that's going to help someone else to praise the Lord. When we're sensitive to our individual praise of the Lord, it's going to help someone else as we all gather together to praise the Lord. No one can praise the Lord for someone else. We're all together as a body praising the Lord, but it's individual Christians together as the body to praise the Lord. And so it's something for us to individually check into and look into with God. One individual Christian giving praise to God, I tell you what, one at a time and then all together, that makes for a healthy spiritual service of giving praise to the Lord. No one can praise God for us. Wasn't it a great day, if this fits you, that you decided alone with God that your life was going to be a life of praise to the Lord? You know, if no one else is going to sing, I don't know about you, but I'm going to sing praise to my God. That's David's attitude. There's something personal here that he decided alone, though he longed to get to the tabernacle to praise the Lord with all the people, he decided alone that he was going to praise God. Praise is personal, but praise to the Lord is not only personal, but it's perceivable. He says, "And I will bless thy name." Praise to God is very real, and it's not a blind praise. We can't give God praise on a great level in just a blind praise. We talk about how we can't just have knowledge of the Bible, but it should be put into action. But I tell you what, the more Bible knowledge we have, the more we do come to know this God whom we're praising. And it makes a difference in our lives. Everyone can appear to praise God with their tongue, but true praising is to a God who we know. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The education of the Lord from His Word. The experience of the Lord in our lives. We get together, and this is not a blind praise. We are praising a God that we know. And the more we come to know God, the more and the greater our praise is going to be to God. What a wonderful thing how the Word of God and singing praises and the worship of God all go together. And we learn of God's attributes. We learn of His mighty works and all of His ways by His Word, so that we can give God more and greater praise that He is worthy of. Praise is perceivable. It's something from within. Praise is something that starts within. You know, we know about the blesser, and when we know about the blesser, we're able to bless the blesser with praise. You know, there are some who get real excited about the blessings. And what about God? Sometimes we can forget about the one who blesses and just look for the blessings. But true blessing to God, this is something that happens from within. Everybody here might have a favorite athlete. There might be someone, and And whatever team they're on or whatever sport they're in, maybe you don't watch hardly anything else, but when they're on, their team is on, we're going to be watching them. And there's nothing wrong with that. We love to watch our favorite athlete. They draw our attention. We're excited. They do something for us. They entertain us. And we watch them. And we go and we tell others about them maybe. But, you know, we don't ever do anything for that athlete. They do a lot for us. They give us a lot of exciting entertainment. What do we do for them? We don't do anything for them. God forbid we treat the Lord that way. The one who blesses us. The one who takes care of us. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. You know, that's an easy list to make whenever we're praising the Lord. That is a list that comes together without a lot of effort. We delight in all that God does for us. How about God being able to delight in you and I? God blesses us. How about you and I blessing God in a time of praise? You might say, well, God doesn't need anything, and what do you mean to bless God? You know, my Bible lets me know that God can be grieved and God can be quenched. We don't want to do that to Him. So if we can do those things to Him, we can be a delight to God. And we can be a blessing to God. That's what David says, I will bless thy name. How about us being a blessing to God? Just to get alone quietly and to shower God with praise. Aren't those some sweet times when we've gotten alone with God? There are many times we call upon Him with requests. We have many needs, and He invites those. But how about those times that we get alone with God just to tell Him how great He is? Just to tell Him we love Him. Just to thank Him for all that He has done. That is praise that comes from within. There's a perceivable praise. It's not blind praise, and it comes from within. So how about these fond wishes toward God? God is good to us. His plans are good for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, God's saying, I want the best for your life, is what He's telling His people. God wants the best for the life of His people. How about us desiring to bless God? It blesses God for us to tell Him how great He is, how marvelous are His works, how mighty a God that He is. It blesses God for us to tell others what an amazing God that He is. That blesses God. That is a way to bless God. We're a blessing to God when we are a blessing to His people. You know, we look at things in such a personal way sometimes when we need to look to God in all things, because we say we'll serve God, but in one sense, in that sense, He doesn't need anything. But His people do. We serve God by serving others. And that blesses His name. A perceivable praise. It's from within. It's about fond wishes toward God. It's about full willingness. David says, I will bless thy name forever and ever. When we have made a decision to praise the Lord, there's not a burden to that. There is a delight to praising God. David loves blessing God. The idea is we'll abound more and more in blessing God as we go. Talk about a decision. David says, I'm going to praise the Lord forever and ever. I'm not saying this is what this means, but it just made me think about two forevers. I'm going to praise the Lord while I am on this earth continually, and then I'm going to praise the Lord all throughout eternity. Forever and ever, I'm going to praise the Lord. What a decision that he has made. I'm going to bless God while I'm on the earth, then I'm going to bless him forever in heaven. What a great help David's testimony is here to you and I, that we might bless the Lord. What a word here for us to enjoy tonight, to help us out in that we're not called to a half-hearted praise. We are called to praise God fully, to praise him heartily. It is a constant thing in our lives. It is permanent. It's a permanent thing. It's not only a perceived thing, but it's permanent. In verse 2, he says, every day will I bless thee. We're not talking about one special day of the week or one special day of the year that we choose to honor God. It's bad enough that it's that way with Mother's Day. Mother's Day ought to be every day. But we pick one day to be special to mothers. How much worse would it be if we picked one day to be a blessing to God? How bad would it be if we picked one day a week that we're going to be a blessing to God and we're going to praise him every morning before we rise, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night? How does this become the continual, delightful duty in our lives? It's not something we have to put on the phone calendar. I'm going to put on my phone calendar that time's going to spring forward. Wow, what is wrong with me with that? I'm going to, you know, one preacher once held his phone up and he said, my life is in here. And I said to myself, I will never be that way. And it is. But a time to praise better not be in there. It needs to be something that is all the time. And it's delightful. It is daily in our lives. How do we get to a place of this attitude, of this habit in our spiritual life, that it is a life of praise? I mean, really exalting God and showing him and giving him his worth and being thankful unto him and blessing his name all the time. How do we do that? Well, how about we look back? We are saved. We are blessed. We are gifted. We have been restored. We are in God's will today only by the grace of God. Only by what God did yesterday. And of course, when I say yesterday, I mean our past. What God has done for us. Glance back at what God has done for you and I. We didn't make a decision to come to church tonight. It's something we do. And it's why we're here. We're here to worship God, and that's because of the grace of God. That's because of what he's done yesterday for us, that we are in such a position to be here wanting to serve the Lord today. Look at before we were saved. We were spiritually dead. We were the enemies of God. We had no hope. We were separated by sin. But now we've been adopted into the family of God. We are the family of God. We have been made alive in Christ. We are a new creature in Jesus Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God every day for this. If you're not seeing something in the moment, which if we look, we will see, but if we don't, look back for a continual praise that we can give to God. How could praise ever go away? when we think about it. It's a miracle that sinners have come to a place of peace with a perfect, holy God. We are saved sinners, and that's the miraculous work of God. You know, let us consider what He's done in our lives as babes in Christ. Talk about a wow factor with God. We think back to things that God took us through when we were a babe, when we were just learning, when we really didn't know how to appropriate the Bible, but we were able to walk through something that was so much greater than we could ever deal with and ever face. God was carrying us through that. Amen. Just look back at what God has done. He has raised us and trained us up as disciples that we might know Him better and better, serve Him better and better, and give Him constant praise. When we look back, that will move us today. I don't know what today dealt us in different ways, but when we look back, it doesn't matter what might be going on today. We're moved today by all that God has done yesterday. We are moved today to praise God by that. Everything God did yesterday, everything He did, it is lasting and it is effective in our lives today. We may not realize it, but everything we go through, God is up to something in it. And He is always working things together for our good. We need to believe Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Everything that happened yesterday, there's an effect of it today in our lives, and it's for good from God. The things we call bad, those things that are difficult that have come into our lives, God has done something good in our life as a result today. So we can even look back on yesterday, on the hardships, on the problems we face, and He is doing something good from yesterday today. We should be moved today when we look back on everything that the Lord has done. We might consider every morning. I say this every now and then because I do it often in the morning. I think of Lamentations 3:22 and 23. New mercies every morning. Brand new mercies we've never experienced every morning. I believe they're there. And no matter what kind of day I wake up to, no matter what I'm anticipating today, no matter what kind of troubleshooting that God has on my heart to take care of for the day, I know there's new mercies. I know there's unfailing compassions for us. How about this is the day that the Lord hath made? We will rejoice and be glad in it. Constant praise. Move today for continual praise. It's a daily process. It's a daily process. What's done together here on Sunday, look, this is for ourselves to do alone on Monday, or maybe with the spouse, or maybe with the family, to give some praise to God before we start our day, to give some praise to God throughout the day, to easily make a long list of blessings that we are able to count. You know, it'll make us feel better when times are tough. If we'll sit and we will count our blessings that we have, that's something we can always do. Be thankful to God in all things. Be thankful to God for all things, the Bible says. It's always a time to praise God. It's never out of season. It's never so overwhelming that there is some kind of exemption which would deprive us from being able to praise God. How about simply being able to cast all our care upon Him because He cares for us. That, you ask me, that's an expression of praise, because that's you and I saying, Lord, I trust You. I trust You to take care of this. I trust You and Your word to invite me to cast my cares upon You. Can we praise a God like that tonight that invites us to do that? It's a daily process in our lives. Every day there are many ways from many angles to praise God. Every morning, His goodness is planned to show up in our lives. That moves us today. That moves us every day. But we don't just look back to be moved today. We can also do something else. How about we look ahead? We can not only praise God for yesterday and today, we can praise God now for tomorrow. Somebody said, don't wish for tomorrow when tomorrow never comes. When it gets here, it's today. Whatever you want to say in looking at that, look, we know when the next day gets here, we know that God's promises are going to be in that day for us. Today, tomorrow, it's going to hold the promises of God, His new mercies, His unfailing compassions for us. We could have used yesterday's trouble in our lives to be able to have success in trouble for tomorrow. How about thinking about that? Even like I said, the rough times from yesterday, God did something in our lives. And you know what? We're going to face something tough in the future. Our tomorrow might have something that is hard to face in it. But God has built us up by the trouble that we've gone through to be able to have success through our trouble tomorrow. Or maybe that trouble that we went through yesterday, tomorrow we're going to run into somebody who is going or has gone through the same trouble, and we're going to be able to be a help to him. How about we look ahead at the blessings that God has in store? How about we look ahead at tomorrow, as in we might not be here Wednesday night for service because the Lord's going to return and we'll be absent for service. How much does that change everything we're dealing with right now? To look ahead and to consider that Jesus could return tomorrow. And we won't be here in November. How about if Jesus came back, all of our sins are going to be gone? Our sins going to be separated from us. We are going to be present with the Lord. All of our hurts are going to be gone. All of the pressure upon our life, it's going to be gone tomorrow if Jesus returns. We don't know when that's going to be, but we always have that to look forward to. That is something we're to look at when we're looking ahead. We're going to forever be with Him. What if He doesn't come tomorrow? How about considering our possession of heaven already right now? The Bible says we are citizens of heaven. The Bible tells us to set our affection on things above. Our home is in heaven now. Our affection can be constantly on the things of glory because we're instructed to set our affection on things above. How about looking ahead at that tomorrow, at what we possess tomorrow? How about we look at who God is? How about that for everyday praise that is to be in our lives? Every day will I bless Thee. I will praise Thy name forever and ever. David is saying that he's going to praise the Lord forever and ever. What's, What does David have to have going on in his heart? What does David have to be thinking about his God that would have him on a day that he's led of the Holy Spirit to write the word for him to say, I'm going to praise him forever and ever because the Lord is never going to change. He didn't have Malachi at that time. I am the Lord and I change not. But he knew that truth. He had confidence that his Lord, who was worthy of praise today, that he was going to be worthy of praise all throughout eternity because he was never going to change. For everyday praise of God, look at who God is. Look at where we're going. I will praise thy name forever and ever. David knew that he wasn't going to sleep in the ground and that it was game over. David knew that he was going to be with the Lord after this life. He knew he was going to be with the Lord for eternity. He said of his son that died, he is not going to return to me, but I am going to go to him. And he knew that he was going to be with his Lord. We have eternal life right now. That's what Jesus has doled out and given in salvation. Right now we have eternal life in heaven forever. Look at who God is. Look at where we're going. Look at what should never stop. How can praise to God be silenced when we think about this? You know, there are some spiritual works on an individual basis that end here and there in this life. Maybe there are things we're a part of and we're not mobile enough to go do those things anymore. Maybe something happens and there are some ministries, some things we're a part of that we simply can't be involved in anymore, and it changes and someone else does this and we don't do this continually. This stops or this changes. But it's not that way with praise. Every child of God can praise the Lord. It is never going to stop. I think of people that I visited in the hospital, and they praise the Lord throughout their lives, but they never praise the Lord like they did in the end of their life in the hospital, praising God to the doctors, praising God to the nurses, praising the Lord to those who bring the food in, getting up and down the hallways, telling others about this mighty Jesus who will save. Praising the Lord is something that never stops. Death doesn't even stop it. Because when we get to heaven, that's what we're going to do constantly. We are going to praise the Lord. One day, we're going to reach another level of praise and glory. Amen. That we have never been to before. But we should be moving closer and closer to that in this life. You know, sometimes there's something we need in our spiritual life. There's something that we're missing. And sometimes we might think it's the prayer life and maybe that's it. Sometimes we think it's this. Sometimes we think it's that. And I think there's those things we have on a little common checklist, a top five maybe. But I just don't know that praise is on that list. We need to check our praise. Or, you know, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things trying to pull us away from a life of praise to our God. We're a Christian. We're saved. We continue to go through the motions. But something tries to steal our joy. Something tries to take away this ingredient of praise in our lives. And that's just as important as the common things we might have on that list when we're thinking just something just isn't right, something just isn't there. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. We're going to go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And let us do business with God individually. Because though we've gathered together to praise the Lord tonight, it's every one individual saint at a time that is responsible for, that has a growth to experience in their life of giving God praise. So you do business with God as He leads. Let us bow.